I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. A Montana civil rights panel is seeking to learn more about alleged discrimination that affects Native Americans, this week focusing on the criminal justice system and interactions with law enforcement. The Montana Advisory Committee to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights has scheduled its follow-up meeting on border town discrimination in Hardin on Thursday. Chairwoman Gwen Kircher says the committee has additional questions that arose from testimony during an August 2016 meeting in Billings.
And that people are still subject to having racial slurs spoken to them by the authorities and the officials. So these are things that we need to investigate to get them changed.
Kircher did not know how widespread these allegations of bias or racial profiling by law enforcement may be.
Well, obviously, any type of discrimination or bias-based policing is illegal.
Billings Police Chief Rich St. John.
If you're asking if I'm picking on one particular race, absolutely not. We are faced with certain activities that we need to deal with. If somebody commits a crime, like I said, it doesn't matter what your race or gender is. We're going to investigate. If arrest is warranted, so be it.
He says while the panels may be focused on border town discrimination, he says there's also border town crime in Billings. Still, St. John says his officers are held accountable to be courteous to the public, regardless of race or gender, for example. For that, Kircher gives the police chief credit.
I have worked with Chief St. John, and I will say that he has been trying very hard to get things as they should be. And any complaint that has ever been filed against the Billings Police Department that I have been aware of has shown that they have done exactly as they should, and there was no racial bias.
The hearing at Hardin Middle School begins at 9 in the morning and begins with a smudging ceremony and the panels. The public can submit written questions in advance to the panelists. The panels include members of law enforcement from Billings and Yellowstone, Rosebud, and Bighorn counties, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and the U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs Police Chief. Public testimony will be taken after the panels. Testimony can also be submitted to the committee via email, mail, or fax. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.